Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, joins us every Monday at 3:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Seth, appreciate the time, man, and now 10 days away from opening day, and somehow still Dallas Keuchel does not have a job in Major League Baseball.
That's amazing. It's amazing, and now... You know, there's all kinds of rumblings. Gio Gonzalez reportedly is close. I had a good source tell me that this morning. So I would expect something in the next 24 to 48 hours. But no Kimbrel. I mean, it's getting weird. It's still so strange because at this point, these guys just want to play. And I can't imagine that any team can argue that they couldn't use Dallas Keuchel.
Okay.
There's no team. Like, all 30 major league teams could use a Dallas Keuchel. Nobody could say, no thanks, we're set. None of them.
Let me ask you this. If you were representing and you were the agent for these two guys, Keuchel and Kimbrel, what is your advice to both of them right now, knowing that the season essentially begins next week? Is it... We're just going to sit it out and we'll just wait for somebody to get hurt and then have them come to us? Or is it, let's just take a deal for 1 year and go back on the market next year and get into camp now?
Well, the problem is, you know, the league and the union are planning talks during the year.
Yep.
Right? So we don't know. Like, let me just play it out for you. What if they agree on something? What if the union, I mean, I think there's a better chance of hell freezing over.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But let's just say, hypothetically, the rules change. Look at Nolan Arenado. I think that's the best argument. Nolan Arenado is a guy who could command Bryce Harper-like money, right? You could argue that Nolan Arenado is a better player, albeit I think he's a year older than Harper, that you could argue he's a better player. So let's just use that as the model. He signed an extension with the Rockies. Do you think it's because he likes the Mile High Air?
No.
Like, he's worried about what the free agency rules are going to be.
For sure.
If I tell these guys, I would imagine that, and they're both Scott Boras clients.
Right.
I would imagine that he has sat them down and they've gone out a minimum, saying this is the minimum I would take. What I would say is now, when it hits March 20th, I would say let's revisit those minimums. Because I have heard Keuchel will not talk to you unless it's too guaranteed.
At what?
It varies. I've heard all kinds of conflicting.
Look, if it's 2 at 24, I'll play ball at 2 at 24.
Right. We talked about
right?
that.
Yep.
To me, I'd offer 2 at 24 with a mutual option for a third year.
Yep, done.
That's how to it. I would even do it 2 years at 30.
Because, again, you think about the Brewers' bullpen. If you add Kimbrel in there with Knebel, with Hader, with Jeffress, four deep on the back end of that bullpen.
Well, and with Jeffress and the obvious situation that he's going through with his shoulder fatigue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it makes perfect sense. Now, you know, he struggled. Look, let's not kid ourselves. He, in the first half of last year, struggled.
Yep.
He wasn't 100% physically. I don't think he's a sure thing anymore. And the model that this is trying to prove is they're calling this the Albert Pujols rule, which is you don't sign a guy based on what he did. You're signing him based on what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument is, and it's two separate arguments. Is Craig Kimbrel's best years behind him? Probably. But does he have two good years left? Hell yeah, he does. We're talking about one of the top five relief pitchers in the sport.
Seth.
And it's a strange thing, but I can't pick on the Brewers for this. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, I have 29 other teams that I could easily say, what the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah, I totally agree, and it's similar for me with that Bryce Harper contract. I understand the years and the money, but realistically, at 25.4 a year or whatever the exact annual value came out to, just about any team in baseball could have signed that deal.
And it
brings me to this, Seth, with what Christian Yelich did last year. I understand how awful of a business idea this is to buy out affordable years for one of the best players in baseball.
I know.
But at what point do you approach him and say, Christian, you've outperformed this. Let's tear this up and make you a Brewer for the rest of your career.
I would do it, and I would say, look at what Nolan Arenado just did. I mean, Nolan Arenado to me is the model because the Yankees did not go after Manny Machado because they wanted Nolan Arenado. I can't speak highly enough of this guy. Like, think about baseball as we remember it from like the early 2000s, and see that. You remember the Yankees when they got like Jason Giambi and Raul Mondesi and like all these random big names just because they could stick their chest out and do it? The Yankees went into this winter not signing Manny Machado, who said publicly he wanted to be a Yankee. And they didn't sign him because they wanted Nolan Arenado. And Nolan Arenado turned back and signed with the Colorado Rockies for 8 years. Now, if I'm advising Christian Yelich, I would say sign it because try to get 10 years out of the Brewers because, first of all, you like it here. And second of all, again, you don't know. There could be term limits.
Yep.
Right.
They could
you're
be
right.
signing guys. They could be putting people in a pool and having free agency day because they've seen how popular that was with the NFL. They might lose guaranteed money. And all of those things would be grandfathered. So all of that Bryce Harper would have signed for 17 years if he could have.
I don't blame him.
That's a great point. Talking about the National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Seth, because I want to follow that point up because I don't want the Brewers to say, well, in the back of my mind, we don't want to get stuck with another Braun contract. Later in the years, we're stuck with a big contract and it hurts us. But my question is, Jimmy Nelson hit like 95, 96, in a few pitches. I just have to get an update on him. Anything you've heard, anything about him will be much appreciated because if he's throwing in the mid-90s, we're getting close here.
I still say slow down. Let's see how he bounces back. Again, he can air it out. How's he throwing his breaking stuff? Mm-hmm. I saw that too. I saw that on Twitter, and I was not overwhelmed. You know what I'm saying? I just want to take a very conservative approach with him. I'd like to see the month of April. I don't want to see him. And I'd like to see him on a nice throwing program so that he ramps up for a May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he says he's ready, I would still want him on that program. Extended spring training, AAA, I don't care what you do. Just let him come back. Because when he comes back, I don't want hiccups.
Right.
I don't want him coming back for two starts and then has to miss three. I want him coming back, and then he's consistent. And, you know, you guys referenced the bullpen. When he comes back, he only has to go four innings and work his way into this so that by the All-Star break, he's a seven-inning pitcher.
Yeah,
listen, whatever you can get from him would be great. Now, tell me if I'm crazy or not, but
I'd still sign Keuchel.
Well, I don't know if this is going to hurt my next question, but I think Freddy Peralta should be your opening day starter.
I don't have a big argument.
I'm putting him up there. I'm putting him up there. I know he's young. Let's see what happens.
I don't care. I don't care who starts opening day. I don't think that really matters.
It's going to be Chassin, right?
Did they name that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I didn't mention it. I just think that it's irrelevant. I care who pitches the last game of the season.
Well, Seth, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you why you do have to care is because for the last 5 years, every single guy that starts opening day for the Brewers seemingly gets hurt, and now they've started doing it in, like, raising it to an art form and Chase Anderson spiking his face off of the dirt in San Diego.
I always noticed it. My little game last year was because, you know, Mark Antanasio sits in on the TV booth. And he usually goes like the fourth or fifth inning. Mm-hmm. Will the starter still be in the game when Antanasio goes in the booth?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Let's do a prop bet.
I like that.
All right, now you're speaking language.
I'm calling you from Jersey. I can do that bet.
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay. Now, all right, Seth. Yeah, we're going to talk off. Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk. I might need to send you some stuff over there. That's our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, joining us from New Jersey here on the Wendy's Big Show. As he does, and that's one of my favorite inventions in this entire world, Seth. I'll tell you that right now. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week at 3:48.
Talk to you guys soon.
That's Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.